This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So Monday Movie Moments with Trey is back after a one-week hiatus.
Did I say it wrong again?
No, I just love how you slowly labor.
I got to make sure I get it right because you've given me crap about it.
Monday Movie Moments. Like, you were very specific. It's hard. It's not easy. I was just giving you our time. But yeah, you had to focus.
I got
to
get that in.
I know.
And last week I got it in and you didn't.
I what?
You didn't get it in because we didn't have one.
That's true. Michael Carroll wasn't here. He's the architect.
Damn Michael Carroll.
He's the master. I don't
blame someone else.
I don't make this happen. The magic comes from Michael Carroll and Trey. They're
start
the geniuses.
Calling you James Harden. We're just going to blame
someone
else. They're
the geniuses.
Else.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I would do.
So Michael Carroll's back, which means so are the Monday Movie Moments. And we have outtakes as well this week, I'm told. And this is Scarface this week?
Yes.
Should be good.
Say hello to his little friend.
Yeah. Let's hope that he...
And we have outtakes as well.
God, tape delay. I got you.
Thank you.
I got
you. Thank you, Nick. I
God, tape
that.
Delay. Did you not hear what he just said? Like,
no,
because
I was
before?
Reading the text that we're asking about something.
Thank you,
disrespectful.
Nick. Appreciate that.
I was reading a text. Thank you. I have to do multiple things. I'm like you guys.
You have to do multiple.
You just
things.
Yeah. Do one.
See,
thing.
Here's the thing. This is Monday Movie Moments with the multitasker.
Yeah, I love because how he struggles every single
the
time.
The multitasker.
I struggle too.
All right, mush mouth.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's have Barry start doing some live reads, just dropping them in his lap.
All right, I'll do it right now. I'll do it. I'm just drop them in here. Let's go. I'm a professional. What the hell happened to my lettuce?
What?
Who took my lettuce?
You had lettuce?
I had
you
lettuce.
You had lettuce?
Yeah. Who took my damn lettuce?
Why would either one of us want your lettuce?
I love the fact that you're mad that you can't find your lettuce right now.
No, I'm
What do you mean? What
I'm
lettuce?
Are you back on the chicken wrap diet?
Not only am I mad, but now I'm not going to eat it because that's disgusting that someone would take my lettuce.
What if they fondled it?
I'm super pissed right now.
I don't even know
like,
what that.
If you guys took my lettuce,
I didn't know you were
I'm
back on
so
your
angry.
Lettuce. Are you back on your lettuce wrap?
I'm so angry right now. I don't want to talk about it. I'm so angry.
Are you hungry right now? And you're like, you need something in your
nope.
stomach?
No, I was just setting this paper down, and there should have been lettuce there, and there's not.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I am super angry.
I don't know why you're angry.
I want to know. Greens? I want to know who took my lettuce, and I want to know right now which one of you
I
guys.
I just lost my entire
why
train
is it
of thought.
One of us?
Which it doesn't matter. Where's my? I almost
you just. We did. I'm sorry.
Where's my lettuce?
I'm not going to bring
I
Nick into this.
I'm not
continuing this show.
I didn't even know that you were back on the lettuce-wrapped diet.
I will not continue the show until I find out who has my lettuce.
Oh, you actually have to make the lettuce wrap? You can't. It's not like pre-made?
Did you not
Nick,
see last week?
I thought it was already like made.
Stop playing and give me my lettuce.
Why is it me that has your lettuce?
Because
I hate greens.
Joel, where's my lettuce at?
Like you're looking under the desk. Like, well, let me get it out of my pant leg over here. Oh my God! Nothing says get the show off the rails better than Barry's missing lettuce.
He's looking for it.
I swear to God, if one of the interns came in here and took my lettuce,
hey Barry, I see you're not here.
Going to lose.
But man, that lettuce looks good. I think I'll try it while I listen to some.
Barry's been calling me fat.
Let
so
me tell
I
you
some
something.
Lettuce.
There's a lot of things that you don't touch my food. That is a no-no. Like, oh, I'm angry now.
Right about now, Trey's in the
I'm
bullpen.
So
going,
mad, someone took my
Trey's
lettuce.
Trey's out there going.
I am
lettuce
just
is good.
I am irate. Do you see
anybody
the anger?
Want a salad?
Do you see the seething in my face? Ugh. Somebody asked, "Hey Barry, how much of your material comes from conversations that happen on The Usual Suspects?" None of it. Like absolutely none of it.
You can't extract material from this awesome show.
That's not how
it
works. I mean, sometimes if I go on a rant, I might think, oh, you know what? That might work on the stage. But I usually forget what it was and don't use it. But I don't usually pull stuff from the show, no. It's all separate. And then somebody wanted to know if we had heard of Big J Okerson. Have you ever listened to him? No? He's pretty funny. He's a pretty funny dude. Yeah. All right. That was it.
Sure.
We can move on. I'll find my lettuce at the break. There's going
to
be.
Back to the lettuce.
Heads are going to roll.
Get it? I see what you did there.
All right, thank you.
You can use that in your
routine. I'm here all night.
Two shows nightly. So We were talking about the fact that Derek Jeter, look, I grew up in the American League East, and so I was all in a small market, so I was always anti-Yankee.
Uh-huh.
But it's just really hard to root against Derek Jeter. He just has always been so classy. He's made a lot of great plays, you know, that are memorable as well. But he just seems like an all-around good dude. Even the fact that even with his one-night stands, he used to get a limo ride home with a gift basket with a signed ball in the middle of it. I mean, he just seems like a good dude.
Yeah, the gift basket thing is...
There's a legend around that.
Wasn't there something going on about him and the Herps as well?
That I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there was, but I could be wrong.
Can't confirm.
Okay. I just was curious. I had heard that.
But can you not deny... There's no denying the fact that dude's black book and his resume...
His coaching tree is strong.
Yeah, pretty strong.
It's real strong.
The been there, done that factor is huge.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were to pull up the list, somebody actually made the whole list, but it's pretty crazy. But yeah, dude, growing up, like, watching Jeter play, because I hated the Yankees, but there were a few guys, like, even on the teams that I hated, like watching the Cowboys, I never thought, you know what, I hate the Cowboys, but I really like Troy Aikman. And I never thought, I hate the Cowboys, but I really like Emmitt Smith. Like, I just hated the Cowboys, right? Like, I hated the Cubs, but I didn't love Andre Dawson. It wasn't one of those things where, just like, you know, the same thing with the Braves. But with Jeter, there was something about him, the way he played, the way he carried himself. You never felt like he was just, I don't know, he was likable. He's always been likable.
Do you find irony in the fact that the team that should have and could have drafted him number one played in the game last night?
Yeah.
The Astros passed on Derek Jeter draft Phil Nevin.
Yeah. Yeah, he brought that up last week, Buster only did. And then they brought it up again on the thing last night, the broadcast.
And the scout that was scouting for the Astros at the time was adamant that in his report, this guy could be greatness.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
Barry claimed to be the only one to have brought it up.
I didn't say that on the air. I don't know what you're talking about.
How else would I know that?
Oops.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oops. You guys are...
Well, when you're a radio legend, you can take credit for a lot of things you didn't actually do.
Texas Radio Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I came up with this thing I noticed last night. There was a lot of twos going around.
I tried to contribute, but you said you got already had it.
Yeah,
round.
There was, you know, it was Derek Jeter, war number two. There was 2 degrees of Derek Jeter happening all night long. How many home runs did the Astros start off with? Two. Springer hit his second home run in the second inning. Bregman hit a grand slam. What uniform number does he wear? Two. What inning did Tanaka get run? Second inning. Buster only even tweeted, with Beltran's double, two bases, thank you, in the second inning, that's inning number two, he passed Jeter, who wears number two on the all-time doubles list. It was 2 degrees of Derek Jeter all night long. I really was hoping that Astros would only end up winning by two so I could have tweeted that out. But they won by three and ruined the whole damn thing for me.
Love to see you angry. I'll just watch.
I'm super pissed about my lettuce right now.
We got a story about that, by the way, a little later.
I just want to go to break so I can go find out who. I'm not eating.
Honestly,
your lettuce.
You remind me of intern Greg. Intern Greg, like we used to mess with him and like take his food, and he would frantically.
But I can take any. Like I can literally take anything that you guys could dish out, except touching my food.
Touched your food. Touched your Subway sandwich at least 5 times before you ate it.
I will fight you. I will literally fight you.
He did actually. He videotaped it. Like you went, you had it on the table.
Show me so I can fight you.
We're saving it for a special program.
Show me so I can fight you.
I'm going to tweet it out.
By the way, like speaking of tweeting it out,
do you share food with your wife? Do you share food with your wife?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
She knows better.
You wouldn't share food with your wife?
Hell no.
What do you mean, like taste this or something like that?
Food on my plate. Nope.
Is that what
your wife's got germs now?
Nope. I just don't share
my food.
Do you
go to like a P.F. Chang's or something where it's family style and each one of you are digging the spoon in there?
Nope.
If it's because of a quantity like hungry thing, I get it.
You guys dig your spoons in the food together?
Well, why not?
Your family?
We share spit, for God's sake, amongst other things, and a child.
Do you open mouth kiss the rest of your family? Yeah, that's what I thought.
If it's just
that's
she gross. And I at a dinner table, we ain't sharing it with cousins.
I'm just saying. You said family. If it's
I said like family style. Like you go and they put a family style. So it's a big serving on one plate. You can go to a lot of restaurants where it's family style. And then everybody helps themselves to servings off of that plate.
Now, if you don't want to share it because you're hungry, you don't want to share like the amount, like the quantity of the food.
I just don't share my food.
But for the, it's your wife.
No.
Yeah. Seriously?
She knows.
Wow.
No. Nope. Wow. I will fight her too.
Speaking of tweeting and Jeter, by the way, I did tweet out two things. One of them we haven't talked about yet. We got to get to. The Bud commercial that Budweiser did for Jeter. Have you seen it? I retweeted it.
I didn't.
You see it, Nick?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I retweeted it. And I can do it again. But at Pac-Man Joel. But check it out. All surrounding the number two in the city of New York. But just, if the ceremony didn't get you in, nothing really struck a nerve, this commercial
really
had the ability to do that. Budweiser did a really good job with that.
You don't spell respect with a two in it. That's just dumb.
Yeah, that one I've always had a problem with
as
well.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's not a letter. It's a number.
Barry's fired up today, gang. Find the lettuce for Barry. And find it quickly, whoever has it. Also want to talk about the guy that was missing last night.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Of all the people that were at Yankee Stadium. And the fact that, that guy, who's dating Jennifer Lopez, supposedly, also was part of an interview, got the ire of one Derek Jeter. And then I went and looked at the interview, and I retweeted that as well. The guy doing the interview might be the biggest ass clown on the planet for CNBC. But
Yeah. All right, let's give something away real quick, shall we? Houston Whiskey Social Tickets. Two of them. May 19th, Texas Whiskey Events and the Warriors for Freedom Foundation bring the Houston Whiskey Social back to H-Town. Featuring select single barrel offerings, whiskeys from around the world, and fine food to match. You win two tickets to the second annual event at the HSR Event Center this Friday night at 7 o'clock. Tickets are still available online. If you do not win, you can log on to HoustonWhiskeySocial.com and pick them up today. But right now, we'll do caller number 10.
I'm going to check this thing out, man. I really want to go to one of these events.
I know. I'm, like, really geeking for this, so I may have to go. But caller number 10, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Win two tickets.
Two test what?
To the Houston karma right
Whiskey
there, baby.
Social. Boom.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Joel, Nick, and Barry. Till 4, Usual Suspects. I want to make sure that it's still on my page, but I did tweet, and if you can't find it or you can't wait, if you tweet Derek Jeter Budweiser commercial, it should come up as well. But just a really, really cool commercial that Bud did for Jeter. And then the CNBC interview, which was I have to find that and retweet that, because they're not showing up on my page right now, so that's my bad. I don't know what happened, but I'll try and get it out there. But this guy, essentially what happened was, Jeter was promoting his foundation, and CNBC, they were all doing the stock exchange open one day. So CNBC is broadcasting live, and as part of the broadcast live, they obviously said that they were going to have Jeter to talk about his foundation and how much money they've raised and everything else. Well, he has no idea, and he's not the biggest fan of Alex Rodriguez, and all of a sudden, the interviewer has Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter on at the same time. And then he calls Jeter Alex. And then really, really just wants to know about A-Rod and J-Lo.
That's dumb.
Coming out at the Met Gala. And then looks at Jeter and goes, so how was the Met Gala from your perspective, after they had already said he wasn't there? Oops. Then he's trying to, now he's grasping at straws. Remember how we talked about last week, when you interview a guy when you know nothing about it, yet you try to act like you're into
it?
Yeah. So then he's like, so you know what, guys, what about all this stuff about trying to speed up the game? And you know, both guys make mention about the fact, look, you got to make changes over the course of time. but it's not as long as you don't take away from the game itself. And he goes, yeah, so I mean, I know that, you know, they've made some changes to try and speed up like intentional walks. But other than that, there's a whole lot of part of the game that just really you can't change. That's really boring and is really bad. And they both were just like, really, dude? And at the end of it, I totally sympathized with Jeter. Like, I would have been out already. This guy was so bad, and he's on CNBC.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to retweet that. But by the way, the A-Rod, not on the list last night.
You know, I saw First Take making a big deal out of this. Is this really a big deal? Were they boys for that long?
Look, anybody that knows anything about baseball, they really didn't seem to ever like each other, right?
No, this isn't a Bagwell and Biggio thing. This isn't a... They weren't the dynamic duo. They were teammates, but they weren't friends. They weren't close. I don't understand. Just because they were huge stars, I just think it's a much ado about nothing. But that's just me. I think some people are looking at it a little bit different. But, I mean, did Jeter, is he going to go to anything for A-Rod? Probably not. He probably wouldn't.
And again, if you're going to side one way or the other, why not side with the guy that didn't take PEDs, that is going to the Hall of Fame for sure, that played his whole career with one organization? He did everything right. He did everything the way you would say textbook right, as opposed to the guy that ended up doing some things a little differently.
I'm not going to read this all. This is G the Never Nude. But he was talking about Astros' primary production from shortstop during Jeter's years. And he just has the numbers, I guess, listed for hits. But it's the hits don't even matter. Listen to the names. Adam Everett, Tim Bogart, and Miguel Tejada. Tejada wasn't bad, but it was, you know, towards the end of his career. But he still was balling. But Adam Everett and Tim Bogart. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Adam Everett, I believe, is still in their organization.
Yeah, he is. And then I saw on the broadcast when Buster Olney was talking about, or maybe it was Aaron Boone, when they brought up the fact that the Astros could have had Jeter and took Phil Nevin. Nevin played in 15 games for the Astros. 15 games. Well, thank goodness they took him first. So sad.
And then
Mark
Appel
played in less than that, and he's gone now.
So, all right, I found the interview. I'm retweeting it right now. So check it out. But Phil Nevin actually went down to play with the Padres and have a couple of years, right, Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't with the Astros, but after he got out of Houston after those 15 games, he actually played decently for a couple years. And I remember thinking, oh, that's even better that you drafted him instead of Jeter. He craps the bed, and then he goes somewhere else. J.D. Martinez is you or something.
Yeah, that'll be like Mark Appel's going to win a Cy Young, and you don't have Mark Appel or Chris Bryant. Yeah, that would be pretty crappy. All right, guys, real quick, I want to tell you about Nexen Tire. Nexen Tire is the leading warranty in the tire industry. They offer exclusive free roadside assistance. If you get a flat, Nexen will take care of it. They'll come out, change your tire, or they'll tow your vehicle absolutely free. Nexen is the fastest growing tire brand trusted by automotive manufacturers the world over. Check out Nexen Tire on the web to learn more. Go to nexentire.com.
Let's all go to the movies.
Take two.
And action.
The Usual Suspects present Monday Movie Moments with Trey.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you?
Then the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir.
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch?
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick with you till 4. It is time once again, like we do every Monday except last Monday when we don't have our architect with us, to bring to you guys Monday Movie Moments with Trey. This week, it's pretty good. I'm excited. It's a scene from Scarface. Without further ado, here is Trey being Scarface.
I don't need this
Let it go. Let it go, man. Another Quaalude, she gonna love me again. What you looking at? You're all a bunch of f***ing assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. You need people like me. You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So what that make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide, how to lie. Me? I don't have that problem. Me? I always tell the truth. Even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on. The last time you're gonna see a bad guy like this again. Let me tell you. Come on. Make way for the bad guy. There's a bad guy coming through. Better get out of the way.
So you remember when you made the statement that he should probably just stick to imitating black guys and characters
angry,
that he knows?
Angry black guys.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. He started off trying to be Scarface. There was a lot of Godfather in it. He kept switching into an Italian guy for some reason. At one point, he just sounded like he was just lost with a, I don't know what accent.
Sounded like a Russian trying to order German food. I mean, he was just all over the map.
It was different. It was definitely different, for sure.
You definitely made your point about who he should stick to his not only the genre, but he should stick to his little niche of the world.
Yeah. Now, we do have some outtakes. Do we have those, Nick, available?
We do.
Let's run those real quick.
Have you ever seen Scarface?
Yeah, but I might need to see the scene for context, you know. Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
Yes, but don't whisper scream it. Like, you have to actually scream it.
Say hello to my little friend.
Are they doing a show in there?
Doesn't matter. Do it. Do it one time.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's what I want. Give me some of that. That's what
ow.
I want. Did you ow?
No, I just... I just did that. I just did that for dramatic purposes.
Who owls on a high five? We high fived and he goes, ow. Like, I hurt his hand. And he did it, said he did it for dramatic purposes. That dude, it's a weird bird. But he's pretty funny. He's pretty funny.
That means we're back on schedule, too, for the week and a half that we decided to just reshuffle the deck and run everything on a different day or not do it at all. At least we got back on. And I totally now get what you were saying about the fact that, what do they call that when you're a something actor, when they just...
A method actor,
and they just, they stereotype you as doing just one kind of
character.
Oh, typecast,
if you're typecast. Yeah, he's not a method actor, he's typecast.
You definitely can typecast Trey now.
Yeah, and that's why I say we get a lot of requests. Oh, let him do the scene in the, what's the...
I'll say it one more time.
A Few Good Men.
The courtroom scene in A Few Good Men.
It'll flop. Everyone thought Scarface was going to be great. Nope. It's tough. You've got to find that right angry.
I was
black
so lost
dude.
In it. Did he actually try and say hello to my little friend?
Yeah, in the outtakes, you heard it.
Yeah, in the outtakes, but not in the actual.
No, because that wasn't that scene. Because all that scene is just him yelling and shooting, which really wouldn't.
That might have worked.
Well, it would have been less painful, maybe. We need to get more Samuel L. Jackson scenes, I think. For sure.
Snakes on a plane.
Again, yep. You know, yep. By the way, Demetrius said, hell yeah, Barry is right. I don't share food with my wife either. Her food is hers and mine is mine. And she can get her own damn fries.
But you kiss yourself?
What?
Do you kiss yourself? You share about? Spit with your wife, for God's sake. Regardless of whether her fork goes into your food or not.
Do I kiss myself? What the hell kind of question is that?
Because that's the
it
best.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Sure it does.
It's
because if you
possible.
Kiss yourself, you won't worry about the germs you're getting. If you actually partake in a oral embrace with your wife,
you can't kiss yourself. That's impossible.
James Brown proved you can. You step back.
No.
Ah,
no.
Kiss
you
yourself.
Meant open mouth kiss, and that's impossible.
You in a mirror.
Well, that's just weird.
Which is why it's possible.
Yeah, it's not the spit thing with the wife. It's not that.
What is it?
It's my food. It's selfish. I'm selfish when it comes to my food.
Wow.
I don't want to give up. It's my food.
I'm okay with the selfish part.
By the way,
it's
you guys noticed that I had my lunch without lettuce because of you.
We didn't touch your lettuce.
We didn't touch your lettuce.
Like dicks.
We didn't touch your lettuce.
Yeah, you did. It was gone.
It was.
And you said you didn't do it.
Bag.
And Nick sold you out and said, yeah, he absolutely took it. So you lied.
Wait, wait,
I can't trust you guys.
Wait, tell me. Who had the lettuce? Me or you?
This circle of trust is officially broken.
I thought you'd be okay with me throwing him under the bus. I didn't think it was that big a deal.
It
was just your lettuce.
I can't trust you guys anymore.
It's okay to throw somebody under the bus when it's a small truth.
Did you really lie on Joel? Did you take the lettuce, Nick?
I didn't take your lettuce.
Who took it?
I had it in my possession, but I didn't take your lettuce.
Did Joel
so that's
take it?
Believable in itself right there, right? You had it in your possession,
right
but I
now,
took it.
Right now, did Joel take the lettuce or did you take the lettuce,
I
Nick?
Did not
you looked
take
me in the eyes.
Lettuce.
You looked me in the damn eyes. Looked me in the eyes when you answer me, Nick.
No, I didn't take your lettuce.
You're a liar.
Tell him to turn the strobe light off.
You're a liar. Yeah.
First of all, I see it when you bring it back in. I go, it's in plastic. So
doesn't matter.
And you don't trust
I don't
us.
Know.
Like
nope.
We're
nope.
Like
I don't
Nick rubbed it on
do.
His genitals during the
he
break.
He very well could have put his penis inside the plastic bag.
It did
bag
not look very appealing.
And rubbed it
so
on
know
my lettuce. I'm
you're
not
right.
Doing
while you were
that
in the bathroom, Nick came in here, grabbed the lettuce, and said, "You don't want to see this, but I'm gonna show Barry what a real lettuce wrap looks like."
I've
gotta
seen,
have that lettuce.
I've seen and done worse. I don't trust nope. If my food is out of my sight, I don't want to eat it. Nope.
Mm, don't trust you guys. Weird.
I want to
why
get intern Trey to touch your Subway sandwich.
Bro, I promise you, if anyone actually touches my food, there is going to be fisticuffs.
Like, if there was actually that much hatred, the fact that you don't trust either one of us,
like
we would do something like that to your lettuce. We know you're a germaphobe.
Like,
but
I literally
two, like either
throw
one of us would like open
know,
the
like,
bag.
I'm not scared. Yeah.
Huh? No one's ever going to open the bag and go, let me just pick my nose and fondle his lettuce.
Absolutely,
who
they
do
that.
So you're
absolutely
not eating your lettuce?
People
now
do that. No, I didn't.
He didn't eat it. He ate all of his chicken.
I threw my lettuce away. I'm only eating my chicken. Yeah,
it's not very healthy.
I don't care. I don't want my food. Nope. If I don't see my food, nope. Not happening.
It's hilarious.
Well, there you go. He said, Chris from Beaumont said, I bet AJ took your lettuce. I would fight AJ too if he took my lettuce. I'm telling you, I have like one boundary. It's messing with my food.
I'd probably do anything except for do something to your food because I know like that'd be the one time where I'd be scared of you. Like if you knew that I touched your food,
yeah,
I'd be genuinely afraid of you.
I would be weird about it. Like, I would, like, you know, you ever, this is going to sound, I shouldn't say this.
I would no,
get
say in trouble. It, say
I don't want to get a letter. No, I'll get a letter from.
Probably going to get a letter after
I'll
that
get.
Monday movie
from
moments
who
with Trey.
Yeah. Yeah, we probably are. Somebody was like, I thought you said that was going to be funny. No. No, I didn't say that, did I? I said it would be good, and it was good in a bad way, and he messed it all up, and he went in and out. Somebody wants us to, just like that Monday movie moments is dead. What?
What?
No, it's not over yet. Although it might be. Maybe it's run its course. We should just stop doing it.
Wow.
Hey, yeah. Weren't you on Channel 2, Joel?
Yeah. Just,
look at you, big timer.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I did Sports Sunday again last night.
Is there
night
a podcast? Did you really?
Did you wear a
suit?
Thanks
for watching my Twitter. Appreciate
I didn't. I watched. I saw it after
I muted
the fact
you a long time ago.
That's fine with
I
me
saw it after the fact. It was too late.
Shows you who's really into the show. I follow Barry and I don't mute.
Do you follow me on
anybody
Twitter?
Anybody.
Yeah. You follow me on Twitter?
Yeah.
Look at that.
I did since the first day we worked our first show at Texas A&M.
Yeah, I think I followed you back.
I think so.
Yeah. I was just.
But you muted me.
No, I didn't. I was just teasing you. I didn't really mute you. I muted
How's that
Nick
lettuce, Barry?
I muted Nick, and that's why right there.
A lot
because
of people
he's
mute
a
me.
Dick.
Though.
Huh?
I put in some work for my man Nick. I did some Sports Sunday.
So what happened? What did you wear? What did you wear? That's the question.
I
you
saw
the
suit
picture. I wore a three piece.
No, I didn't
again
see a picture.
Dude,
I
saw what? It.
I thank you,
I
Nick
care.
Did you wear
thank
a
you
button
caring
up shirt
Nick
or did you wear like a
shirt,
dry fit?
Tie.
Okay, so you didn't go dry fit this time.
Jesus.
That's what you were going to bring up?
Yeah, that's
I was
all
wondering where
to
he
do
was going. It wasn't a dry fit.
That's
I
what y'all
thought
get for messing with my food. You're next. You're next for a public shaming. You messed with my lettuce, bro. It's on. I'm just saying. It's on.
It didn't really look that good anyway.
It was delicious. It would
like,
have been
it
delicious.
It like very fresh lettuce.
I only get so many calories. Do you know that in that whole bag of lettuce, that was 15 calories?
Oh, you'll be fine with that.
You deprived me.
What you got? Like chicken in there?
Yeah, just grilled.
You're fine.
Plain-ass grilled chicken.
You're fine.
Nope.
Wow. The things you learn and you go through in the trials and tribulations of a successful
show.
Show
chemistry?
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets weird, doesn't it?
I did tweet, by the way, retweeted
I saw
both
it
the interview and the Budweiser commercial with Jeter. Whether you like or hate the Yankees, outstanding.
I thought you were going to promote your Channel 2 thing there.
We're working on getting the link Oh, Randy okay. McAvoy, who may not be as...
not McElroy.
No, that he's a golfer. He's the brother of a golfer. Randy McAvoy, who may be as tech-savvy as Barry Warner, has just texted me the link. So we're trying to locate it so we can put it on there. But I did Sports Sunday last night with Wex and Randy. We did a little Rockets recap. We talked about what happened going forward, what to expect. I'm sure the people over at the Big Sequoia, which is the Toyota Center, by the way.
God, you reminded me of Barry Warner being... Oh, just him behind a laptop. Just, oh, it's so frustrating.
Does it look like a bear trying to get into a locked trunk of a car or something like that? Where you just, ah!
Once a week, twice a week, he's on like the phone with Apple or
biting
Microsoft.
On the corner.
Oh.
Nick, I'm not going to have time to get down to the Astros, Nick. Here's what I need you to do, Nick.
Yeah.
I need you to go to get Mariznek, and I need you to get a soundbite from Jack Mariznek. Then I need you to go down the stalls, and I need you to get soundbites from Altuve and Correa. And I need them by tomorrow morning, and I need them chopped up in 45-second increments. Can you do it for me, Nick? This isn't rocket science, Nick.
I bet he types up all his stuff on a typewriter. Like, I could literally see him at the house. Ding, shush.
Now, true story.
Just getting after it.
From a Houston legend.
Uh-huh.
And not that Barry's Hall of Fame. Jim Foley, the longtime legendary broadcaster for the Rockets,
uh-huh.
refuses to use any kind of computer, still uses a typewriter, used to send me the bill to do the complete tune-up on his typewriter every year, but literally uses it daily and sends you typed notes and all these different things. So I get it from Foley's perspective, but Foley, he knew how to use a recorder.
Okay.
And he would get his own sound, and he could cut it up. And he even got to the point where technically on the voice recording system,
cut it up,
he could edit it.
He would have a tape, and he would splice it with a razor blade and then tape it back together, right?
No.
Oh.
No, he actually got to learn. When I started telling him, look, I'm going to buy you the newest in recording devices, but you're going to have to learn how to edit on it. Foley would learn on it.
Phonograph.
Yeah. But Barry, on the other hand, would just go, Nick, are you hearing me, Nick? I need these sound bites in 45-minute increments, and I need them tomorrow morning. Can you do it for me, Nick? How many times has it happened?
The B-dub, a lot.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Whereas Foley, who was the male version of Katharine Hepburn, would just say, I appreciate the recorder, Joel, and I interviewed Coach Popovich, and we talked about how much wine we've drank together over the years. Okay. I'm good with that.
What was that noise? Oh.
That was my bad.
Somebody said on text, man rule 101, you can touch my girlfriend, but don't ever touch my food. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. And then somebody was like, I hope, like, Raheel touched it. Like, you guys think I'm scared to fight anyone here over my food? I'm not. I am not. This is not a game, people.
You're a gangster.
This is not a game, Nick. You think this is a game?
So,
this isn't a game.
Barry, I don't know if I've told you this before.
Okay. What?
Well, one of the greatest practical jokes
ever. I swear to God,
if
you were to say
ever,
I touched my chicken.
Ever played on someone, mm-hmm. and I'll just say in a locker room. A veteran player knew that the rookies were always trying to save their per diem. So you know how, like, when you're on the road, sometimes they bring in a spread. Sometimes
right.
they bring in, like, a cheese tray and a fruit tray.
Yep.
Said veteran player would arrive while the youngsters were getting loose, would strip down, and would rub his essential parts all over the fruit, and then sit back and just laugh his ass off while he watched
so
the rookies. They never knew.
There's just
the rookies would come in and
cross.
Scarf all of that. And the veterans
See,
would all laugh.
I just feel like there's just a boundary you don't cross, and that's it. That's just wrong.
Just think about how many comedians yeah. have rubbed their junk on your food tray.
Nope. That's just backstage. Wrong. I promise you that has not happened. I promise you.
Not in comedy, but it's happened in athletics.
Oh.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with a whole lot more. This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Okay, so before we get to anything else, Chan, by the way, props to you, but he did his dating diamond for Derek Jeter when we were talking about his black book. Of those he's dated with positions on the baseball field, but obviously Hannah Davis is the pitcher because he married her. But not including all of them because the list is obviously a lot longer than this, but how about Minka Kelly, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Mariah Carey, Scarlett Johansson, Vanessa Manillo, Adriana Lima, Tyra Banks, which I did not know.
Man.
I knew about that.
But
who is Jordana Brewster?
She's in Fast and Furious. She's the...
She's
a pretty girl.
Yep.
I'm Googling now. I'll be the judge of that. I don't trust Nick. Not for anything.
I mean,
now.
She's pretty. I didn't say she was like hot. I just said she was pretty.
And nope.
What do you mean nope?
She's not hot.
I didn't say she was hot. I said she was pretty.
That's your definition of pretty?
She's okay.
Okay. Well, way to settle. Jeez. I mean, if you want to settle, you settle.
I don't think you're settling with a girl like Jordana Brewster.
I think you settled.
I don't think you're kicking her out of bed.
I think you just settled. Good job.
I think if you were single,
Jeter's,
you'd be all
leftover first baseman.
His AAA?
Yeah. She's the A.J. Reed of that roster. She's the John Singleton
of
his lineup.
She's the Tyler White.
You think she's that bad, too?
No, I don't.
Well, you picked the best of the three. I went John Singleton.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think
Singleton was? He's still in their organization, right?
Yeah,
he's addicted to weed, right?
They're still paying that dude,
and he's addicted to weed.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a whole thing about how it's like some people's vice, and his is weed.
Hmm.
Okay. I think she's better than pretty.
Who, Jordana Brewster?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The outfield looks nice. The outfield of Mariah
Carey, checking the grass,
Jessica Alba, and Jessica Biel is nice. That's a strong outfield. Although Mariah Carey.
Don't you say anything bad about Mariah Carey.
Well, one, she got kind of big.
Did she?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
She got a little thick.
I'll be so upset.
A little too thick. A little too thick for me.
Well, if she's thick, that's fine. But what about, is she like, is she aging?
She might steal some food off your plate. That could be a thing. Yeah. I don't know, though. The other two, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba. That's a good leadoff and a number two hitter right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's really strong. So good for him. Good old Derek Jeter.
Wow, she did put on some weight.
Told you.
You're
not lying.
That's Jordana Brewster?
What?
Or which one is this
Google
one of the
fans? Are you Jordana Brewster?
You're pointing to a black dude.
No, I'm not. That's tight. I'm talking about of these two women.
I don't know. I just Googled it and it pops up in the Googles. It's just like right there.
Like she's popular enough. It will pop up.
Yeah, you just Google it and it pops up and it's right there. So, anyways.
One of them's Michelle Rodriguez, who's also in the Fast and the Furious.
Do you not know this?
All right, Barry Warner.
I mean, wait
Google
a minute, time out.
Jordana
I have
Brewster,
never seen one.
Right
I saw
images.
That, but I wanted to make sure because I was actually thinking of Michelle Rodriguez from the Fast and Furious, not
here,
Jordana
bro.
Brewster. But I'm telling you right now, I've never
Don't
seen any of the movies,
of
and I never will. I will never see any of the Fast and Furious.
Jordana Brewster, Google.
I saw it already. God.
I love it.
Killing
Nick,
me.
Nick called you Barry Warner. He's like, bro, just Google it. Just put the names.
I was getting that vibe from this morning. It was creeping up back. I was just scared.
Nick, how do you Google
bad,
on a typewriter? How do you Google on a typewriter?
You put Jordana Brewster in Google, it's the first thing that pops up.
Yeah, it's like
up.
Right there. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why
I did
Rodriguez
it, but
anywhere.
I looked at her, and I didn't think she was in the Fast and
he's
the
like,
Furious.
Hold on. Let me get on this AOL message board for actresses and
let
see
me rub
if
my
I can,
balls on some lettuce. How about
see
that?
See if I can find a picture. Well, go ahead. It's in the trash. You want me to go get it for you?
No,
you can
no.
have it.
I
mean,
can't
you guys
believe
can
you
have
threw
it.
That away.
Yeah.
I touched the Ziploc portion of it. I didn't touch.
I don't play.
Your greens.
Whatever. I didn't see it. Was out of my possession.
Yeah, Jordana Brewster, Joel. I mean.
It's real simple.
Just Google it.
It's Google's. It's easy to use.
I'm sorry. I'll never call you Barry Warner again. As long as you just stop reminding me of him.
It's so bad. It's like when you're, has your wife ever called you something like, you're acting like your dad or your brother or something like that?
You get so aggravated.
Oh,
like, you get so mad.
Oh, like you can't do that to your wife. If you're like, you know what? You're acting like your mom right now. Oh,
dude, you would get it.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Like, I've been there before. You would get it.
Yeah, that's what you just did to Joel. You just said he's acting like his dad.
He's being pretty cool about it.
He's that face. He's doing like the. He's so mad right now. Are you as mad as I was when you guys fondled my lettuce?
Barry, look, Barry. I'm trying to break it down for you, Barry. If you want to listen, Barry, and learn, Barry, it's fine. If you don't, then you can be like Tum Tum Puss in there.
You know, if there are people out there that have never heard this show before and they're tuning in and they're like, why do they keep calling Nick Tum Tum
Puss?
Puss? What's with that? Like, you got to go back and catch up because that's just nicknames that's happened.
It's part of being in the fam. If you're in the fam,
your
you understand.
Standard is high, though. Jordana Brewster, you're not a fan of?
No. She looks like a less attractive Danica Patrick.
No, she's better looking than Danica Patrick.
No.
Danica Patrick.
She's got a strong
so
jawline,
overrated.
Like a man. She's got a man jawline.
There's a lot of people like that.
That have a jawline?
Yeah. What's the gymnast on the Team USA? The
just saying. She's got that.
That was on Dances with the Stars.
Simone?
No. Before Simone.
I don't know.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Not very good.
She's kind of.
I'm having
got
a brain
the,
fart. I don't know.
Yeah.
Allie Raisman?
No, because I know her too. It's the young one.
Well, next time, look
with
it up
black,
first before you
hair.
Bring it up.
She just was on.
I say Google.
God dang both of you, man.
Now we're never going to find out who it was. If he's got to look it up, first of all, he's going to put in his AOL disk, plug in the phone modem. Spang, spang, bang. Y'all give me a minute. Now, it's probably more like 15. To look it up. He's got to put the cradle modem onto the...
Now you're Jim Foley. That was Jim Foley's joke. He would come into my office at the Rockets every day, and he was anti-computer. And he's also, and if anybody doesn't know, he's a statistical genius in his head. He's got it all, and he can remember everything.
So he thinks he's a genius, or
he really is.
Okay. Well, he's from the era where it's like pen to paper.
Lori Hernandez, by the way. Lori Hernandez is the one that... She has that very strong jawline.
Oh, does she? I didn't know she did. Hmm.
But Foley would come in, and his running joke would be because the one time he asked me to look something up for him, the computer froze, and it was his whole testament to believing he never should use a computer because they're not worth it. So every time he'd walk in and go, Joel, I needed to know something about a statistic, but if you had to use that damn computer, it'll take it half a day. I don't have time. I'm gone. And he'd just turn around and walk out of my office.
Sounds like my dad. Unreal. Sounds exactly like my dad.
Yeah, that was Foley.
Oh, I don't want to get old.
I'm with you, man.
I don't want
to. But I will
guy.
Say though, numbers wise, those guys that took pen to paper and had to actually do numbers like manually, their brain they're just the way they can compute numbers is insane.
It's like spelling.
It's insane.
Now. Like if you don't
like
use
my
that
dad's
muscle.
Old accountant did everything on paper. It was just unreal.
Really,
the guy was so smart with numbers. I think computers kind of make you dumb.
I had an accountant for like 3 years. Do my taxes, and I've never owed so much money.
I don't disagree with that either.
I had a CPA. One, first of all, let me tell you, this dude, he was recommended to me by my mom. She had used this guy for like 25 years, and she was like, you need to use him. He's really good. He's just really busy. I was like, okay. So I call him, and he's like, hey, he's like, he goes, all right, so here's what you do. You put it all together. You get all the paperwork. You do, you add everything up and then bring it to me and I'll enter it. I'm like, well, first of all, what am I paying you for? Like, I just want to be able to drop off the box of receipts and the stuff, the paper, the stuff I'm getting in the mail, and you do it. But he's like, no, you got to put it in a spreadsheet. You got to break it all down. You got to have what you're writing off and all. And I'm like, well, then what am I paying you for? Mm-hmm. To file it. What? So then I would call the guy, and he would literally yell at me.
What do you want?
I was just... did you file them?
Yes! Anything else? I'm like, why am I paying you to scream at me?
So I had to get... I just stopped. And the 3 years...
Yeah, if you're
years,
paying this guy...
And he would scream
X-nay,
at me.
X-nay, goodbye.
So the 3 years that I used him, I ended up owing several thousand dollars. 2 years ago, I stopped using him. The first year, I got $750 back.
So
using
weird,
TurboTax. Huh? I was like, bro, I'm done with CPAs. That's it.
And then you get a bill at the end, and you're like, and you realize they bill you for any, like, I used to send, like, every tax deduction from everything I have and all the different paperwork. For every paper they look at and everything like that, they're billing.
They're like lawyers. $350 to file my taxes. Not do them, just file them for me. That's a sham.
I don't mean to give H&R Block any credit or any.
But that's how you do?
So cheap.
Yeah.
So quick. Sorry. Huh. But you're right. I can't tell you how many stories are that exist like that, where they got an accountant and they're like, dude, I owe this much money.
It's crazy. I don't know what they, I don't know. That. I feel like that's not what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, so we got two in the books, one to go, plenty more show. We might as well mix in some basketball. There's a game seven tonight between the Wizards and the Celtics. There's also this whole fiasco between the Warriors and Spurs, and did Ja Ja do what he did intentionally? Kawhi Leonard out for game two already. Does that screw up the Western Conference Finals? And can you believe that the Warriors came back from 25 down? Plenty more to get to, so please feel free to be a part of the show, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4. The usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.